Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WTIC News Talk 1080. Reach out and tap someone. That's kind of worth saying. That's the way it works with the Golden Gloves, Joe.
Yeah, because you want to tap them on the gloves and you want to go beat the crap out of them after that.
Well, that's the way it works.
And Bobby Russo is the president of Golden Gloves, which goes on up in Lowell, Massachusetts every Thursday night at the historic Lowell Auditorium. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. For a while, boxing seemed to be on the decline professionally. It seemed like people were upset with the reported violence in the sport, but it seems like it's making a comeback. But the Golden Gloves interest has never waned. Why is that?
Well, you know, it's the purest form of the sport. There's no money involved. It's, you know, it's just, you know, it's more about the youth development phase of, you know, part of the sport than anything. You know, it's just a good program for a lot of the kids are at-risk kids, and a lot of the kids that gravitate towards boxing, you know, come from rough backgrounds, and this is just, you know, a path to a better life in a lot of cases. You know, some good mentors involved in the sport, and good discipline, and so on, and it kind of just gets kids on the right track. But, you know, boxing just in general just kind of goes up and down in popularity depending on who's there. You know, if you have Sugar Ray Leonard or a Mike Tyson, you know, it's a lot of people are interested. The other thing was, you know, boxing kind of went off TV, and people, the MMA went on TV, and they grabbed, I think, a generation of fans. But boxing is back on TV now, and there's some real good matchups on TV. You know, last weekend I think there was three different shows on.
Right.
You know, so it's back. It's just kind of up and down. It's never going to go away. It's always, it will be a great sport. It's just not like it was, you know, 80 years ago, you know.
Well, you know, I remember Friday nights. I think Gillette used to sponsor.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The Friday night fights. And my dad and I'd sit there and watch it in beautiful black and white. But, I mean, you saw some people that went on to be pretty darn good. Golden Gloves, same way, right? There's some stars of tomorrow there.
Absolutely. Everybody that, you know, anyone of note that you hear of that, you know, they're former national Golden Glove champions, and they come up through that program. So that's where, you know, it's the minor leagues of the majors. So, you know, it's a real, it's people that are involved in the sport of boxing, and especially the Golden Gloves. It's more than a sport. It's an obsession. It's a great program that just, you know, draws you in, and you just love the fact that of the competition and that the good citizens that these kids become by being in the program.
Yeah.
How young are kids getting involved now?
Well, I mean, we Golden Gloves is a group member of USA Boxing, which is the Olympic arm of the sport. USA Boxing allows, you can, the little peewees, they have peewee division and bantam divisions, and they can start as young as 8 years old.
Wow.
And, but they're, you know, it's so closely regulated in the sense of weight and experience and all that, and it starts at that age and just goes up all the way up. Golden Gloves, to go to the national Golden Gloves, you have to be 18.
Okay.
18 to 41, actually.
Now, are your fights every Thursday night? Is it elimination? Is it just every card's a separate card? How do your events work?
It's single elimination. We'll run 9 shows. Overall, we're going to run 22 shows throughout New England.
Jeez.
In about 2 months, a little over 2 months.
Yikes.
And we have 4 regions. What we're talking about now is Lowell, which is the centerpiece of New England boxing. And we'll do 9 events there. The last 4 of them will be New England championships, which will be the novice, Championship and the Open. Novices, 10 fights or under, and anything over 10 is you're in the Open class, and you can advance to the Nationals. But like I say, we have four regions, and the region down in your area is Western Golden Gloves, which the Golden Gloves will be back there this weekend and next weekend. They've gone two weekends. They go Friday and Saturday night at the Hartford State Armory. That's run by Dean Fay. He's a police officer and just does a great job with the tournament. And he's got his own gym, and he's just all about the kids. He's a great guy.
Who trains these kids? I mean, who trains them to be? Because there's a lot more than just throwing punches. You know that. So, you know, who trains these young guys?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that come. I mean, obviously, most people come from the sport to know enough to train people. So they've come from the sport and benefited from the sport. And you know, when they have a great mentor, they pass it along, you know, and they become great mentors to the kids. And, you know, that's just it. There's really no money. As I alluded to earlier, there's no money in amateur boxing at all.
Right.
And, you know, basically it's all give, you know. I've had a gym myself for 28 years, and I've run in I'm from Portland, Maine, and I've run 105 shows myself in Portland. Not talking about any Golden Glove stuff, just, you know, club shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And I have to do that too in order to keep the gym going, because, you know, the kids, we have dues, but, you know, most of the kids don't pay dues. You know, they don't have enough money to pay. And unless you run kind of a fitness-type gym and you get professional people in there, there's no money in it at all. So these coaches, they do it for the love of the sport. They, you know, they're coming out of their pocket to get the kids to these events, and they're feeding them and registering them and buying them.
Good Lord.
And, you know, that's just it. It's just such a good, pure, good sport with, you know, such good intentions by these coaches.
They felt, you do a great job of getting kids involved in athletics who might not otherwise do that. Are kids still as involved, though, Bobby? I mean, are kids still wanting to get involved in boxing and Golden Gloves?
Yeah.
You know, just like in my gym, it's here in Portland, Maine, we have, most of the time, I'm overwhelmed with kids. Not enough, I don't have enough coaches really to handle as many as I need. As far as the entries into the Golden Gloves tournaments every year, we never have any problem with that. I know that Western New England and in your area down there, they got more than enough competitors. And, you know, we do too. And all the central divisions and northern and southern New England all have plenty of competitors. We're not hurting there. It doesn't seem to go away, is the popularity as far as these tournaments go.
I know, you, as you said, the one in our area, I believe it's at the State Armory.
Right.
And, of course, yours get run at the Lowell Auditorium. We're giving tickets away all week long. Bobby Russo, the president of Golden Gloves.
Thanks.
Bobby, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And remember, when you buy a ticket, you're making a donation to a great cause.
All right.
Exactly. Thanks. That's the nonprofit Champions Helping Charities.
When you do look at the guys who went through this thing, this whole thing, Marvin Hagler, you know, Rocky Marciano.
No, you don't have to go any further than that.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
No, that's three.
Okay. There are more.
Pretty good stuff.
Mickey Ward. Well, I won't get into the
Rocky Balboa, I believe, went through the Golden Gloves.
He did. 858 WTIC traffic and weather.
My head hurt.
Well, okay. Did Muhammad Ali ever Cassius Clay?
I don't think so. I don't know. I can't.
Maybe.
I can either confirm or deny.
Name.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.